Silicon Valley has just lost another tech headquarters. Tesla HQ is moving from Palo Alto, California to Austin, Texas. The news came yesterday from CEO Elon Musk. And for more, let's bring in Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So Elon Musk has been bellyaching about California for a while. Housing prices, traffic, he called the pandemic lockdowns fascist. Was this perhaps just a matter of time?
Yeah, it certainly does not come out of left field. He had a very public feud with health officials in Alameda County last year when he had to shut down the Tesla factory in Fremont. He actually sued the county. He defied the shutdown order. And back then, that was May of 2020, he first made the threat to move the headquarters to Texas. So he didn't bring any of that up in Thursday's announcement. But he certainly had put the writing on the wall last year to make it clear that this was a possibility.
And Elon Musk, he says that the company is still going to assemble in Fremont, California, the Model X, the Model S, the Model 3, and the orders are growing. So how much does it really matter that the headquarters is going south?
You know, it does bring the senior executives, obviously, to Austin, but I think it's more of a symbolic thing, and it's certainly a cause for bragging rights among politicians. You know, obviously, Texas being famously one of the biggest Republican strongholds and California being a Democratic stronghold, and it does bolster Austin's reputation as a technology hub. Apple and Facebook are also there. Dell was founded there. And, you know, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has already, you know, taken the opportunity to sort of brag about it on Twitter, calling the Lone Star State the land of opportunity and innovation. So it's a symbolic but, you know, important thing for politicians.
Well, as you mentioned, Texas is crowing about a number of companies. Other companies to leave California for Texas include Oracle, Hewlett-Packard, Charles Schwab. I remember one economic development official calling this whole thing the Buffalo Hunt. So, I mean, what's going on here? Is Texas doing something right?
Well, I think, you know, California reminds me of that famous Yogi Berra quote that nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. Because Silicon Valley has created so many jobs and so much wealth that it's really created issues with affordable housing and long commutes and bad traffic. So Texas is trying to seize on an opportunity here to say, look, we have cheap housing. We're more business friendly. We're less crowded. And we do have this burgeoning tech hub. And, you know, a lot of other major industry, big banking industry, obviously the energy industry is mostly headquartered in Texas. So they're, you know, they're trying to sort of siphon off some of that corporate business from California. And, you know, it seems to be working.
Shifting gears very quickly, today's jobs numbers, 194 new jobs last month. What's that tell you?
So it is less than what economists were estimating. They were expecting about 500,000 jobs. But, you know, the job growth in the prior months was revised upward. And the unemployment rate fell more than expected to 4.8%. Wage growth was strong at 4.6%. So it's still a very solid report.
All right. That's Michael Regan, senior editor of Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks as always.
Oh, thanks for having me.